happened before things should happen, and I think those things can help any team.
Is he capable of stepping in and contributing right away, or is he a guy who's going to need 2 or 3 years to grow into his body and learn the game?
I don't think we're a losing team to start with, and so with young players, it's sometimes a little bit more difficult for younger players to step in. He has 2 years of college experience, and to step in and to be a starter or something like that, I would think that with the young guys we have and the way they played last year, hopefully he'll be able to try to fill in behind them and get confidence in himself and be able to improve as he moves forward. Well, I think that's a natural thing that people do if they're not that familiar with what we're trying to accomplish. We try to get the best player, and sometimes that's not who everybody wanted. It's Kevin and his staff and all the people, we all work very hard and try to pick who we think is going to be the best player and hope that player can develop and make us a better team. You can always use players off the bench, and we have some players I think are very fine players, and they'll get better. And we've had a history of that, and that's what we have to continue to try to do.
What impression did Hayward make when he came in here for his workout, just from you talking to him?
I think he understands basketball, not just one particular area, but I think he understands. Like I said, he sees things in the game sometimes before other people see them. And that's a tremendous advantage. I think he has the ability to pass the ball, be able to put the ball on the floor, and those players always have players that like to play with them.
Jerry, we've been listening to all the quote experts, and they're all saying he's a Jerry Sloan type of player. In your opinion, what is a Jerry Sloan?
I just hope he's who we think he is and does those things. I can't worry about what I did in the past. That has nothing to do with him. And we just give him the opportunity to come and play and see where he is.
What are you most impressed?
Pardon me?
What most impresses you with him?
Well, like I said, I think he has the ability to be able to see what's going on in the game. You know, I think he'll adjust pretty quick to running plays, being able to understand what you're trying to do in the game, because I think he's a smart player. Unusual situation for him having been a point guard. When he was young, you know, anybody that's had to play with their face to the basket all the time and then all of a sudden be put in a situation where you got your back to the basket, I think those things can teach you a great deal. I always thought that Walt Frazier was one of those kind of players that played with his back, played a point guard position, and when he got in and played in and around the basket, he was a very effective player, and hopefully that's what he's able to be.
Did you advocate real strongly for him, or did you not need to?
No, I think everybody had a choice, and it wasn't just a one-sided affair. We all had to look and see what we thought was the best player, and it was amazing. Everybody pretty much was in agreement with that from our conversations and things we talked about. When you look at some of the guys we would like to have bigger bodies and that sort of thing, just didn't materialize. And so just to take someone because they were big or that sort of thing doesn't make you a better team. We have a responsibility to have since we've been here to always try to make the team as good as possible. And that's what we've always tried to do. If you take players based on position sometimes, they may not be good enough. And who knows, I don't think any player, you have an answer. Anybody can tell you what a guy's going to be whenever you get him. We just hope that's what turns out because of the things we're able to see in the other players and the things we saw in him.
Does it mean anything extra to you personally, Coach, this is a kid, Midwest kid, played in a school?
No, I don't care where he's from. No, it never bothered me. I mean, that's passed a long time ago. Willis Reed came from a small school when he came out of college, and I don't think whether you play in a small school or not, if you have the desire to want to play, you'll make yourself a better player.
No, I was just thinking, do you like that? Do you feel like you can identify with that? Do you take some of that?
I hope I understand you correctly. I think I can identify with that. I don't know whether it's, you know, maybe some guys from New York or somewhere else, I can identify with that a little bit too, as far as basketball is concerned, to see how, the biggest thing is what they're going to do on the floor, how they're going to practice every day. Does it really make a lot of difference where you're drafted? Not really, because we had a guy last year played and didn't get drafted. And you know, we weren't supposed to ever play those guys when they come to that position. We we ended up with a guy that really helped us a lot, wasn't drafted. So, you know, if you want to play bad enough, there's opportunities.
How much does his success in the NCAA tournament, both individually and then as his team success, how much did that matter to you in this process?
I think winning matters to everybody. And that's what you play this game for, to win. You're not playing to try to lose. And, we still had to try to judge him on what we thought he was able to do as far as different teams that we saw him play against and how he came out of some of those situations he's involved in. Even the play that he made at the end of the game, the final game, was, what does that teach? A guy continues to try to play and do something instead of saying, look up, the clock's over, nothing else to try. At least he had another step to try to take to try to win the ball game. And those things, I think, I think the best player that's ever played and done those sort of things was Larry Bird. Now, he wasn't one of those guys going to get out and outrun everybody, outjump everybody, but he could think above the rest of the play.
Jerry, in terms of, you know, all the workouts, interviews, do you feel like you got one of the elite players when it comes to mental toughness in this year's draft?
I don't know how you judge that by watching on films. We like what we saw in our interviews with him. We felt like he answered our questions in a positive manner. But all the guys do that. I don't know how you know exactly what you're going to get by that. But just watch it. We have to watch them play. And Kevin and Walt and Dave, they've watched practices. They've seen games and some of the stuff that we don't get to see. But, you know, that's what's interesting about this game. That's what makes it a challenge every day. What are you going to get? How are you going to get the best out of a player? And I don't have the answers for that. We just keep working at it and try to do the right thing.
Thanks, Jerry. Guys, that's Coach Jerry Sloan. Let's go back upstairs to you.
What's up, Ben?